do it.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
It's time for celebrity theme songs.
That's the wrong key. I was just playing a song in a different key. Two, three, four.
It's time for celebrity theme song. Writing songs about celebrities. It's time for celebrity theme songs. Writing songs about celebrities. Celebrities, hey!
Well, here we are indeed.
Are
again another episode of Celebrity Theme Song, another celebrity to explore, understand, and then create a great serenade.
And another spectacular guest.
Oh my gosh, who is our guest this week?
Why, it's the world famous. You might know him from stand-up comedy. You might know him for Just for Laughs. You might even know him from The Young Rock. And that is Adam Ray.
Welcome to Celebrity Theme Song.
Hey!
Thanks for having me.
Yeah!
Nice.
How's it going, Adam?
Great to see you guys.
It's great to see you, too. This is sort of our first time getting to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I was just remarking at how much I liked your voice.
Oh, thanks.
It's just got a really
likewise
beautiful, gentle rasp.
Okay.
Just the gentlest rasp.
That's the
weird
and
nice
tequila.
Fat bass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey and tequila for me.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you think that really does contribute to the shape of what your pipes end up?
Smoking weed every day? Yes.
Uh-huh. 100%. Yeah. Yeah, I smoke weed every day, and that definitely has deepened.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do not smoke any weed at all, and I have
all right, narc.
Quite the
I used
voice.
To have the same voice.
I'm going
to
tell on you.
Buzzkill Barry over here.
I will.
Two, three, four. It's time for Buzzkill Barry.
Hey.
Now show up, kill your
weed.
Oh, go ahead, dude. It's your show. I tried to step in and take
it's,
the first
no,
word.
It's good,
please.
It was good.
Trust no,
me. This
no,
part of the
great.
Show is never good. This part of the show.
This is where people just scroll through.
We never open the show well with that song.
But it's too late. Now
is that
back.
The only chord you know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
One of
if it's not an A, I can't play it.
When did you start learning how to play? My mom tried to get me piano lessons in the fifth grade. I think it was my first or second guy she started dating after my dad split, and he was like, I can get you a piano. And I was like,
what?
I was like, all right. But it was like it was so out of tune, and but he brought it over, and it was... So that just doing that, I was just like, all right, you can do anything you want to my mom. Like this was a big, you brought a piano over like on day two. You know what I'm saying? That's a big.
Was it like an upright piano, like a piano?
Yeah, like a piano piano. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Big, yeah. But it was so out of tune that we had then had to pay.
Yeah.
It was almost like, I mean, I don't know. If you're going to bring a piano like and then be like, but you got to do all the stuff.
Well, here's the thing. Moving a piano is guaranteed to get it out of tune.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a huge. I mean,
so I shouldn't blame.
I was
guy.
Up inside a piano this weekend.
Whoa.
I was just we had an opportunity to stay in an Airbnb that had like a grand piano.
Cool.
And I just wanted to literally look inside it and pluck the strings and like watch how the mechanics of it worked.
Oh,
and
you're that much of a musical?
They're
just,
amazing.
Yeah.
Pianos yeah, that was the thing.
Amazing. Very intricate.
That was what sparked it off.
It was just
Keith
our love
just
of music.
Loving music.
I mean,
so much.
Partially.
Me,
yeah.
What were the so when. I took like five lessons, but I eventually quit because I go, can you teach me the Jurassic Park theme song? Because there was a piano in the lunchroom, and I just wanted to be able to play like, bah, 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 whatever it is.
Bah, bah.
And just like, I don't know, get fucking girls from it. I don't know what I thought
hell
was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's
girls
what was gonna
love
happen.
The Jurassic Park theme.
If there was anything
the
in
right
95
girls
that girls were playing with themselves mm-hmm. to, it was John Williams.
Well, I mean, there were some handsome folk in that movie. So let's
I thought
not
you were
going to
say
ourselves.
There were some Hans Zimmer tunes that got girls riled up as well.
Hold on now.
Don't just go J Dub on this.
It's true.
But so he quit because he's like, "You got to learn chords. You got to learn Farrellese." And I was like, "Fuck you, Stan." And that was a wrap on my piano day. So I'm always very in awe of people who can play like
just
that.
When you were getting to like your mom's new boyfriend.
I know, dude.
He tried to get you to learn something.
Yeah. What a waste.
Yeah.
I started at 16.
That's kind of late, right?
Kind of late.
It's very late.
I'll be 33 on Monday.
Actually, that feels... I mean, that's still at an age where you're, I don't know, probably still...
Brain's
like,
still growing.
Yeah, and you can, and you're looking for something to commit fully to, right?
Exactly.
So piano was the thing.
Yeah, I'd been playing guitar for a little bit before then, learning piano, and then I really studied piano at college.
But don't forget the clarinet. School.
I played the clarinet too for 3 years.
Oh, dude. My goodness.
Klezmer.
Wow.
You're in a klezmer band?
No, but I think about it now and I'm like, I wish, you know, if I'd
the non-Jews listening, and I know there's only a few, there's a klezmer band is kind of like, I don't know, what would you?
It's
just a trio.
It's
a musical trio.
Spooky music. Because it has a very funny instrumentation of typically what, violin, clarinet,
and
accordion.
It feels like when a klezmer band plays, like a vampire should show up and start like aggressively uh-huh. hitting on like somebody's mom.
It's like yes. traditional European Jewish music.
It's
waltzy.
It's the instrument
waltzy.
Version of yidle, didle, 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 die.
Yeah.
It's literally
And again,
just...
for our non-Jews, that was Yiddish, I guess, is what...
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I was singing in Yiddish.
Is yidle, didle... Wait, is that even...
No, I think
that was just...
It's like the Yiddish translation of la, 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 basically.
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
Because like Pig Latin's version of Hebrew.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
Did
a
you guys
mixture.
Ever learn Pig Latin?
Oh, of course. Well,
I think that was the first language.
I didn't learn it, but I picked it up, you know, here and there.
Yeah. I got the pamphlet.
I didn't take the class, but...
we had a language we spoke in my house called Up I Dup I Talk, where you put an up before every vowel.
What the fuck?
So, wuppa thuppa fuppuck.
Oh, that's sort of like G-talk.
Maybe it is.
What a guy.
Muppy, puppy, up it up is.
What a guy. Oh. That a guy. Fun
yeah.
a guy.
Same basic idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so did your family grow weed or did you just buy it and smoke it?
They
and
were
then
both
you got,
therapists. Yeah. So similar vibe.
Wow, that's cool, man. At least you had two parents.
You can
so
swear.
Are you guys,
think about it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So great.
So what do we do here?
So Adam,
to be on
welcome.
The show.
Welcome.
Thanks for having
the show.
Me, by the way.
So,
no, of course. Thanks for being here.
As we all our listeners know, today we're going to explore a celebrity in an effort to write a theme song for them. Not necessarily just a song about them, but something that they might walk into a cool party to, and it would play as they enter in to the room. But we don't know who our celebrity is because you have picked it out.
Do I need to just say who it is, or should I be, am I going to be the person?
Oh, no, I love this.
Wow.
That's not how it typically goes,
oh, okay.
But it's a great idea.
Great.
Were you prepared to do an impersonation of this person the entire episode?
It's one of the first impressions I started truly that I started then doing on stage and stand-up bits because I was so fascinated with this person.
Oh, yes.
And so I figured, yeah, I mean, maybe if you want to play me a little like soft ballad, I can intro who I am as.
Oh my goodness, I love this.
I'll let you guess. Some days I wake up and get on my exercise bike, get some TC by yogurt and call my friend Mike, who just got out of jail for killing somebody.
Oh my God.
He wants to crash at my place. I've got an extra futon in the garage. But now a little bit about me. I was a boxer back in the day.
Oh, no, I got it.
And then I got a job on a TV show called Taxi. And then I got my own show where I was a nanny. I drove a sketchy van but had a couple of kids. And Judith Light wanted to suck my, you know what I mean, balls in the shower. In episode 5, she did. So that's when they canceled the show. Just kidding, that's when the ratings went up. Mona, Mona, Mona. Then I went on to do some movies like Angels in the Outfield and The Garbage Man for Disney.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure if we need to write
a song. I was going to say.
Okay.
I'm not sure we're going to write anything better than that. All right.
That was a celebrity theme song. Wrote a song about celebrities. Celebrities.
So
that's basically what we normally spend 40 minutes doing.
Cool.
So I'm not sure.
No,
we
dude,
need
that's
to
just
do
the ballad. That's the intro, man.
Yeah, I love it. So clearly, you have chosen to do a song about O.J. Simpson.
Yes, dude. Uh-huh. And I think not enough people are doing songs.
He was
about
so
O.J.
good in Taxi.
He was so good. He was so great. Good in. What was that movie?
Police Academy 4.
There it is. Yeah.
Nice. No, that was Tony Danza, for realsies. That was amazing. That was great. And you do a very good Tony Danza impression.
Dude, I got to interview him on my podcast, Last Night podcast, as Tony Danza for like the last 5 minutes. God. I just rolled the dice. I was like, I'm going to see if maybe he's not offended, hopefully, by hearing a... And I was like, one of my first voices I really did on stage was you. He's like, oh my God, yeah. And I was like, I think it'd be cool if I interviewed you as you. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. And so we did this whole, I had my buddy animate it too. It's pretty funny.
Oh my God.
Where it was just like, I was like, all right, first question. I was like, first of all, great to see you. He's like, it's great to see you. I go, what's our favorite food? He goes, our favorite food is, well, you know, spaghetti marinara. I go, oh, I love that stuff. He goes, I know you do. I go, I know you do. And he goes, I love the meat and the meat sauce. Such, we really, you know, it was
the bolognese. Wow.
It was mind blowing. He's a very talented guy. I picked that celebrity because, yeah, when I was in college, junior year, went to acting school at SC out here, and my junior year I lived with three kids from my acting class, you know, just would smoke pot every night after a full day because you had class from 9 to 6 and then rehearsal for a show every semester. And so we just come back, drain. It was a great way to fucking decompress, giggle, and there was always a block of TV on from 1 to 2 a.m. We had this fucking, you know, little TV in our little shit whole apartment. And it was Nick Arcade from back-to-back episodes of Nick Arcade.
Hell
and if you're a 90s child, I mean, that game show was fucking awesome.
So awesome.
And the host, I think not Phil Lamar, Lamar something. Oh,
wow. Lamar Burton?
Close.
I know who you're talking about. It was a great show.
Great show. That was 1 to 2, and then the Tony Danza show in syndication. He had a talk show on ABC for about a year and a half. Was on from 2 to 3. And we just get baked and watch both. And Danza hosting this talk show was where I truly was like, man, I always liked Who's the Boss, and he was, you know, a taxi. I wasn't truly old enough to appreciate, but looking back for sure. But in the talk show, he would come out and he'd do these monologues, and it was just so, I think everyone liked the idea of him hosting a show, but it was so scattered. Like, he even had this guy Steve Whitmire, who took over Jim Henson,
was
doing Kermit the Frog on once, and he outed... Like Kurt, like he was just like, it's crazy, just a guy like doing that. And Kermit's like,
oh, well, I mean, you know, it's, I'm, you know, what are you talking about, Tony?
He's like, oh, am I not supposed to say that? Like, and like there's shit like that where he would just like,
not supposed to say,
or
that.
He's like, you know, he has Kelsey Grammer on, and he's like, and I'm with Kelsey. He's like, Kelsey, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stick around. You can hang. He's like, yeah, whatever you want, Tony. And he's like, all right.
Oh,
he's like, when you come back, we're gonna do this game with Kelsey called Improv with Kelsey. Well, basically, I'm gonna give a suggestion, and then we're gonna do a little scene, and I'm gonna say, Kelsey, here's who you are, here's where we are, and then we're just gonna see what happens. And Kelsey's like, yeah, I don't know about that, Tony. And Tony just looks in the camera and goes, yeah, me neither, Kelsey. We'll be right back. And it was just a very real, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I got a show, and let's just kind of throw darts. So from then on, I was just like, this guy, I can't take my eyes off him.
Yeah.
He just is, because even though there's no real game plan, he just is forging ahead. He'll start tap dancing just to fill time. He plays the ukulele. Dude, anyway. So the guy can do no wrong, and I just saw an interview with him. He's just turned 70, and he still looks incredible, dude.
Wow. Well,
anyway.
All right. I
so
mean,
what are we doing
great.
With that? What is the reason for picking a celeb?
So we are going. So the basic conceit of this is we're going to create essentially like a wrestling theme for Tony Danza.
Not necessarily all the way to the like metal production that most those are, but just a cool song that matches their vibe.
Cool.
That might play if they were to enter a party.
How cool.
You know?
Whatever his genre is.
Yeah. That's why I was like, well, what you're already saying is pretty good.
I mean, he's a song and dance man too, which is like, I mean, I saw him in The Producers. Then a buddy of mine who's this guy named Jason Robert Brown.
Award.
Yeah.
A buddy of yours, Jason Robert Brown?
I'd never know who knows what about musical theater.
He's,
so.
Yeah. He's like the most famous composer.
He's incredible.
Theater.
So I met him. I did a guest professed a musical theater audition class my senior in college. And so we just kind of hit it off. And he wrote the music for Honeymoon in Vegas that Tony Danza did on Broadway. And so he was like, do you want to come over? And he knew I had like fucked around with the Danza impression. So he's like, will you, you know, just help me workshop these songs that I'm doing for it, just because I did musicals in high school and whatever, and a few in college, and so we kind of, you know, worked our way through it, and then I went out, and that's when I had him on the pod. But I went to the show, and he's like playing the ukulele, he's dancing, he's singing, he's like, you know, obviously a great actor. And after the show, I go back, and he just goes, How'd we do? And I go, we were great. Oh my God. Yeah, but so talented. And you're just like, man, that's the type of guy that, like, I always thought too, like, he had, obviously, I think, a very healthy career, but, like, I don't know, man, to have that many weapons, you're like, God, how come he didn't have a, I don't know, a like a residency somewhere or a bigger, or maybe he did, I don't know. I don't go to dancing.com.
I mean, having your own daytime TV talk show, I mean, like, that's...
After two hit sitcoms.
About all you can do. I know. Like, any kind of talk show, whether late night or daytime, it means you're working 4 days out of the week to make an hour of TV.
Totally.
I mean, that's exhausting, and there's not much else you can do when
you're
doing
that. Was he in Man on the Moon also? Did he play himself in Man on the Moon?
No, you're thinking of DeVito.
No, but they got, like, the whole cast. Judd Hirsch was in it. Like,
oh, for that part. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he probably was.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, he must have been. I think Jim Carrey was the only person that wasn't the original taxi cast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a great movie.
Such a good
movie.
They
don't credit him in the Wikipedia article.
Okay, maybe he wasn't.
So who knows?
Yikes.
Yeah, sorry.
What if it was just a Danza knockoff?
You know what? If it's not Danza, it's always just a Danza knockoff.
Dude, great. He wears a T-shirt that says that.
Does he
to
probably
every
does.
Press junkie. He like,
definitely does. Everything else is just a Danza knockoff.
Everything else is. Well, why don't we, you've given us so much insight into, you know, his life
Great.
And his career, but let's just back it up.
Yeah.
Let's learn a bit about where he was born, where he came from. Mm. Obviously, he was born in Brooklyn, New York. His parents were Anne and Maddie, very cute. His mother was a bookkeeper, and his father worked as a waste collector in
Brooklyn.
That
is correct, yes.
His father
was... What you mean by that, yeah.
His father was of Italian ancestry.
Uh-huh.
His mother was from Sicily, so...
Wow.
He has a younger brother named Maddie Jr., so somehow only the second child.
Tony, what were your thoughts on Maddie Jr.?
Well, you know, Maddie and I had this weird sibling rivalry growing up where he would take my toy cars and I would lock them in the basement. And so, and it was just this back and forth of like, you know, you're my brother, but also like, you know, you were adopted, you know, I think. We don't know for sure, but it was just like that, you know, classic push and pull, I wanted a sister type shit, you know?
Yeah, classic push and pull.
I don't know what's true and what's not.
Me neither, quite frankly. I just start thinking things, and then before I can really put up a buffer, they just come out. You know?
Well, he graduated from high school in 1969.
Yeah. Exactly. It was a great year.
1969, so many things happened.
So many things.
Landed
on the moon.
Landed on the moon.
Yeah.
Tony Danza graduating college, or high school, rather. He in the first episode of his show, Teach Tony Danza, he describes himself...
I went back to an inner city school, yeah. I described myself as...
A bad student.
Yeah. I was a terrible student, actually. People don't know this about that show. I created Teach, the show on A&E, because I hated school. And so I was like, well, what better way to rectify the situation than to go back and be a teacher for inner city kids when I myself was a horrible student? I mean, hello, Hollywood. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, let's do it. So I did that. By the way, have you seen that show?
No.
Oh, put it in the queue.
Okay. Wow. Where can I watch it?
Great question.
It's probably on one of those streamers, like a Peacock or a Paramount.
Dude, it's phenomenal. I mean, he's just in the way. And it's like, but he's in there one point, like teaching them, and he's just like, you know, one girl, you know, he's like, everybody, you know, I want you to write a personal statement or whatever, and we're gonna lock them up and put them in a time capsule. And in 5 years, you're going to, things you want to better about yourself, but it can be very personal, stuff you don't want to tell anyone, maybe even things you haven't even told yourself, but write it down. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna call an audible. I think sometimes in life and in class, you gotta just fly by the seat of your pants. So Carissa, why don't you stand up and read what you wrote?
Said, oh my God,
I really don't want to, Mr. Danza. Come on, just do it. This is what makes life exciting. You just gotta sometimes step out of your comfort zone. She's like, and the teacher in the room's like, hey, Tony, she actually has to go to another room to take the test. She's got like a learning challenge. She's like, but you know, if you go to another room and you don't stay here, then you're gonna psych yourself into thinking you are different. But you're not. You're just like us. And she's like, no, Tony, she actually has to take the test in a different room to like focus. He's like, well, you know what? You're doing that to yourself. And then it cuts to him. Then it cuts to him in the principal's office, and the principal's like, you got to tone it down. He's like, what'd I do? It's phenomenal, dude. It's phenomenal.
This is a scripted show?
I mean, it's a reality show.
This is a reality show.
And his intentions are all you know, from the heart. But
yeah,
it's just,
of course,
I'm shook right now.
This sounds amazing.
Wow. Tune into it.
Yeah.
So I love that that's in his bio.
Yeah, it's in the first paragraph. Yeah. Where he is.
Should be.
You know, he went to University of Dubuque.
Yep.
Hilarious place for him to end up. He went on a wrestling scholarship.
Mm. Whoa.
as a joke in 1975. His friends entered him into the New York City Golden Gloves after knocking out his first six opponents, all in the first round. He was knocked out in the finals.
I lost the finals. Yeah, that was crazy. It was also one of those things where you just go, God damn it. Like, I signed up as a joke, and then I got excited for it, and then I still lost.
Yeah, it was probably in the finals when you thought you were going to make it, and that's when you psyched yourself out, and you lost.
Yeah. Right. Well, the final, you know, not a lot of people get to the finals.
That's true.
And so I made it that far, and Golden Gloves, I'll never forget that. And there was a guy named... There was a guy named the popcorn guy, but he, for whatever reason, he like, you know, he just looked at me. He gave me that extra boost of confidence when I didn't have it myself. And you know, there's always that guy, the janitor with too many keys, or the popcorn guy with his dick out, you know. And you go, there's always somebody in my life that's gonna make me think twice about coming back to where I am.
Now, Tony, didn't you go on to play a boxer on Taxi?
Yeah. Actually, my record. I think my record's on Wikipedia.
It is. It's nine. Wins and three
losses. Yep. Yeah, yeah, dude.
That's pretty good.
No, that's a legit. Yeah, I remember too, when I had him on the pod. He, I think he said he brought in his when he auditioned for Taxi, or maybe it was the first day of shooting. He was still boxing.
Oh my god!
And so he brought in like flyers for his match to get everybody to come to. And then finally just stopped because I think TV took over. But
you gotta hustle.
Yeah, but that was he was trying to do that. He was like,
come see my show.
Yeah, he was like, this TV thing is just whatever. He's like, I'm going to be a boxer. That's my true passion.
That also says so much about him as a person that he like was on a sitcom, like, you know, a big sitcom, and he, to make sure that he had an audience for his boxing match, brought
dude, that's grassroots marketing. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, if it doesn't work out, at least maybe they'll come to my show, right?
Exactly.
It makes sense that he did that though, because he was discovered by a producer at a boxing gym in New York. So like, he was discovered for boxing. So he came to set being like, "Well, I'm a boxer, so you guys should come see me box."
really pretty cool too that they worked that into the storyline.
Yeah. I love Taxi. I used to watch Taxi with my dad like every night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That show also, they would ruin it if they tried to redo it. It'd be one of those remakes that you'd just be like, dude, you're trying to cast people that are, and I feel like whoever would do it, you know, as much as they would try to like keep it authentic, whatever, would find an Andy Kaufman type S character that they'd go back and forth to being like, it should be an homage to someone that's a little weird like him. Yeah. But they'd end up just getting somebody that was trying, that just wasn't like, you know, truly that... you know, just special like he was, right? Somebody that was trying to do a character.
They're creeping towards it. I feel like because they got a Night Court remake coming.
Yeah, which there's is a like, Head of the Class remake. I mean, Taxi is such a great backdrop for a show.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, for a workplace.
So how would you do it now? It'd have to be like a ride-sharing TV show.
Oh, see, that already sucks.
Yeah.
What's the musical vibe we're thinking for this song?
Something, you know, like,
go ahead. You got it. You're
just like I'm
smooth and sexy.
No, I'm thinking like a doodle do 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 do. You know, like he's like I'm walking down the street. I'm Tony Danza. That was a John Travolta impression.
Yeah,
by
I was pretty close. Yeah.
I was kind of feeling because of his time in high school and college, were like the 60s and 70s, and it made me think of like how every 80s song talks about 1969. So I was thinking like maybe an 80s like rock vibe could fit him as well, because he's like, he plays a tough guy, he is a tough guy, so maybe there's something in like leaning into that.
Of the world, I'm coming outside again today. The sun is shining bright, the streets are all lit up with twinkling stars, because it's New York City, baby. Times Square, Elmo, just shit on the ground.
Times Square, Elmo, just shit on the ground. Keep it. Make it. We got
to
make it work.
I was trying to type as fast as I could, but I wrote down what you said, which was Brooklyn, New York, meatball capital of the world. I'm coming outside today. The sun is shining bright, and the lights are twinkling. I'm like, wait, what? Improvised songs are so funny when you write them down.
I'm on my way to get a new exercise bike today. Because my elliptical Brooklyn
late last night and I didn't have the number or the key code for the gym. I stay in a residential neighborhood where kids come by and say hi and ask me for juice. But more often than not, I'm busy and say I'll get you next time, Cameron. I swear, next time. Now I'm going on a trip. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
It's shaping up to be a pretty good song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like we need like some kind of, you know. Yeah, well,
yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
B minor.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
E.
And when I get recognized on the airplane,
F-sharp minor.
I'm always wearing sunglasses, but people can tell it's me anyway. The stewardess usually comes by and says something fun like, "Were you that guy in that movie with Matthew McConaughey?" Yeah, Angels in the Outfield? I sure was. Sure hope we got Angels with us today so the plane doesn't crash. And then she walks away to go get the meatloaf for coach passengers. I fly Delta most times from New York to L.A. But one time I went to Shanghai and had to roll the dice and fly Spirit Airlines. We didn't make it, almost. There was a time when I thought we're gonna die. We're going down! So I got my favorite song loaded up to die to on my iPod. Shares believe.
Shares believe.
Do you believe in love after love?
It's like, what are those quotes? We should add that. That's fun.
Do you believe in love after love?
There's life after love.
That's what it is, yeah.
I can feel something inside me ask who's the boss.
Whoa, yeah. There it is. Yeah, there's got to be something in there about that, yeah.
Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me ask who's the boss.
Boss, I am. Check my DMs.
Ooh. Every other week, young aspiring boxers hit me up on Instagram asking, "Hey Tony, do you got a couple tips? I just entered the finals of the Golden Glove competition. Just like you did back in the day. I heard you lost. Sorry for bringing it up." And I usually say, "Hey, first of all, fuck you for bringing up that horrible memory. But here's my advice for you, young boxer. Give him a right, give him a left. Up, down, left, B, select, start." And that'll get you to where you need to go. But now I'm entering the next chapter of my life, where my hair is longer and I'm looking for a wife. I also want to go to the moon with Jeff Bezos.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Probably.
Probably.
A lot of things that I think and say end up in the next newspaper day. Yes, I'm a newspaper celebrity. But I was on TMZ once after a softball tournament. They said, "Hey, Tony, we saw you move from shortstop to the outfield." I said, "Yeah, well, you know, I haven't been stretching as much as I'd like, so, you know, and also, COVID has been rough on all of us. Omicron's coming round the bend, so get your goodies, wear your mask, put your pants on one leg at a time. Because when push comes to shove and you look in the mirror and times get tough, you gotta ask yourself, who's the boss? And you gotta say, I'm the boss. And then you spit on the floor and you hike up your shirt and you fucking jog down your stairs and you look at the guys playing chess in the park and you flip over their board and say, life ain't fair, fellas. I'm the boss. tonight and tomorrow too, because at the end of the day, it's my life. So fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Well, I tried my best to write all of that, all of that chaos. I will say, who's the boss? I'm the boss. It's clearly the chorus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was crazy. That was, I loved that.
That was hilarious.
Guys, wow, you guys followed really well. I followed. Yeah, I mean, you guys set it up.
It's just synergy.
Thanks for just coming back in every time.
Just synergy, baby. That,
I love when it goes from, I mean, the hard to then the like what I don't know whatever that is called.
It feels right.
Yeah, that.
It feels right for me.
It does.
Yeah.
You think if you were going to see the opening number to a one-man show, that it would have that type of... Mm-hmm. That's got opening number energy, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and... Where it's like, dun-dun-dun, and it's him, like, truly... I think it starts off like that, and he runs down the steps, and opens the door, runs down the steps, and then just goes, and everyone just starts applauding. That's the opening of the show.
I'm here, New York!
Meatball capital of the world!
It sort of mirrors how you were describing him as a person in a lot of ways, because it's like, he's this tough boxer guy, but then he's also, like, this earnest, like, hey... Yeah. You got to do this. You can't go into the other
room. Kids are always asking me for juice. Yeah.
Yeah. Always asking me for juice.
I've got that type of look on my face where people want to get a favor. I've got favor face.
Yeah.
Favor face.
He does. Oh, that's a good lyric.
Yeah. I've got favor face in every place that I go.
Okay. So how do
I mean, I'm very happy with Brooklyn, New York, meatball capital of the world being the opening line.
1,000%.
So I'm going to play Brooklyn, New York, meatball capital of the world. I'm coming outside today. I want to hit the high school show, something like, the kids will learn how to learn better than me.
In every way.
So, how about say, so they never have to punch a face.
Oh my God, never have to punch
a face. Oh my God.
There was one that was really... There was one time I thought I was going to die. So I put on the song I wanted to die to.
I loved also, I'm a newspaper guy, not a TMZ
newspaper
guy.
Celebrity was very funny.
newspaper celebrity. Oh, yeah. You won't see me on TMZ.
Once.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, it was so full of
gold.
That's
the thing, too. I think every song that he would do, it's got to be like have the singing, and then he just talks through a lot of dialogue.
Absolutely.
Like there's people coming and going in his neighborhood.
Should we talk about The Good Cop at all?
Oof, man. Didn't see it. But was real fired up when I saw that because I somehow had met the guy who was directing that show and like pushed real hard. I was like, you got to put me in this. Like I got to be. And then when I saw that it was him and his son, and I was like, bro, come on. And then Josh Groban did it.
Yeah.
All right, I get it. Well. That makes sense, though. You know.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to Danza on Danza, where I, Tony Danza, interview me, Tony Danza. Who's the boss? Not Bruce Springsteen. Let's get to know me. First question, what's my favorite food?
Your favorite food is anything Italian, basically. Let's see.
Oh
my favorite would be... I just had it the other day. I had a lasagna.
Oh,
and you know what
lasagna.
The secret to a great lasagna is?
I do. It's the sauce.
No, it's not. No, of course you have to have good sauce.
You got to have good sauce.
But the secret is that you have to make the meatballs first and use the meatballs as the meat in the lasagna. Otherwise,
right.
You just have a hamburger.
You just have a hamburger.
In your lasagna.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Wow!
Oh
wow,
God.
That's incredible.
Wow.
I couldn't even tell who's who.
Wow!
That's really funny.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
Such down a hilarious play. Bit you got to have.
What?
Yeah, can you imagine the alternative if I was like, "Do you mind if I do an impression of you?" And he was like, "Well, if you fucking do it,
I'll kill you right here
with your hands, so there's no blood on my shirt."
Well, normally I sing the song, but I feel like you should just sing the song.
No way.
No. It has to be you.
You have to.
Really?
It has to be you.
Yeah,
we'll play support. I'll give you some harmony.
Come in. Why don't you guys do the first part and then I'll come in.
Well, Brooklyn, New York, meatball capital of the world.
You have to do it.
It's almost entirely sung from your perspective. Yeah. I believe so.
It's in the thread. No? Yeah. Did I fuck it up? Hold on. Oh, you know what it is? Okay. Now I think we have two different text threads. Which is hilarious because some random person with your similar number is
just got the lyrics.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Did you just get it?
That's a hilarious mistext, like wrong number text. Dude. Brooklyn, New York, the rainbow god of the world, the sun is shining bright today. It's a crazy thing to get.
That's our next podcast.
Calling that person. Fine.
Hey, so sorry. What did you think?
Where's the chain? Where do we go to the, like?
Like the this?
Yeah.
Time will tell.
I think we're
just going to kind of feel it out.
We're just going to go for it.
Okay.
And we can tweak these lyrics depending on how this run through goes.
Great.
So we're just shopping it right now.
Right.
One, two, three.
Brooklyn, New York. Meatball capital of the world. The sun is shining bright today. You know, I think the kids will learn how to learn better than me at some point in their life, so they never have to punch your face, which we should all do at some point. People know me from somewhere, probably in the news, from yesterday or today or someday, because I'm what you would call a newspaper celebrity. And that means I'm in the paper for stuff that I do, because I can sing and dance and do it all. I got a talk show. And you can come talk to me on the street. You can buy me a taco or look at my feet. Who's the boss? Well, it's easy. I'm the boss. I don't care what you say. Because when you ask yourself, who's the boss? Well, I'm the boss. If you see me, come say, hey, by the way, I'm a good guy. I got an affable face. Sometimes life catches up to me. Yeah, like it does for all of us. And I think I'm gonna die. Sorry to get so dark, but I do. I usually put on the song that I wanna die to, then lean back on my futon and, well, I think about Cher. Do you believe in life after love? I sure do. I'm on Tinder.
I can feel something inside me say, who's the boss?
Who's the boss? I am, damn it. Check my DMs. The answer's right there. Who's the boss? I'm the boss. Today and every day. When I boxed, I never lost. Well, only three times anyway. Four if you count that time I fought my cousin. But now I'm entering the next chapter of my life. When my hair is longer and I'm looking for a side piece wife. I only want to go to the grocery store or the moon, preferably with Jeff Bezos or Jeff Goldblum. You know, speaking of Jeff Goldblum, I actually auditioned for Jurassic Park 2. Sam Neill, though, auditioned for Taxi back in the day, and I was the one who said, fuck this guy. He remembered and didn't put me in Jurassic Park 2. Hey, but you know, it's one of those classic Hollywood stories. But at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror and say, who's the boss? The answer's right in front of you. Just open your eyes and smile and lick your lips, because today's a brand new day to say, who's the boss? I'm the boss. At the end of the day, every day, in the morning and the night, when you put on your shoes and turn off the light, fuck you is what I'm trying to say. Fuck you. No, hey, fuck you. Fuck you. Now you're cool.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was a celebrity theme song. We wrote a song about celebrities. That was a celebrity theme song. We wrote a song about celebrities. Celebrities.
Hey, Adam, that was absolutely fantastic.
What a blast. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Now, this podcast is probably not going to come out for like a million years from now because we bank a bunch of them. But do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm on a cartoon right now called Crossing Swords on Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
From the Robot Chicken Guys.
Yeah.
Great cast. And then season two of Young Rock premieres in March. I go to film that in Australia in January.
Oh, my goodness.
And then podcast about last night, stand-up dates, AdamRayComedy.com.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, go check out Adam Ray. Don't forget to follow Lou Berger at LEWBERGER.
and the rest of us, there's no way they're not following us.
You know what? Yeah. They might not be, because they might be thinking to themselves, they're so funny in that podcast, but I don't care about their personal lives.
Maybe it was like, I came for Adam Ray.
I came for Adam Ray. Who are these fucking assholes?
Who are these losers?
I'm Huey Stonefish. That's Keith Habs. That's Alex Lewis at I8 a thumbtack.
Yep.
That's right.
Thanks, everyone, for joining Celebrity Theme Song.
Hooray!
Dude,